This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Joining us once again on the program is Dr. Daniel Krockmile, board-certified plastic surgeon at MAE Plastic Surgery, located in both Northbrook and Chicago, Illinois. Today, he will be discussing brachioplasty and how this procedure can give you the confidence to go sleeveless. Dr. Krockmile, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me once again. Good to talk to you.
And always good to speak with you as well, and thanks so much for what you bring to the table here when it comes to plastic surgery and the various procedures that you offer there at your practice. Today, looking at brachioplasty, tell us and get into some of the details on what is brachioplasty.
Yeah, brachioplasty is essentially a fancy term for an arm lift, and it's traditionally somebody that has a little bit of extra fat or a little bit of extra skin, and we perform a procedure to tighten up that arm, usually from the armpit to the elbow. The incision can be extended a little bit onto the lower part of the arm for extra shaping, and even onto the side to really kind of contour the chest as well. So it's essentially a term that means arm lift.
And who would you say is the ideal patient for this procedure?
Yeah, the ideal patient is actually anybody that's just unhappy with their arm shape overall and somebody that's in good health. The people that are good candidates for brachioplasty are people that have some extra fat, usually kind of in that lower part of the arm by the tricep area that can be really, really stubborn fat with excess skin. And using a combination of liposuction and skin removal, we can go ahead and really kind of shape the arm. But there are some people that if they do have some extra fat in that area but their skin is really good, then we can do some things to remove the fat without making any incisions whatsoever besides just doing a little liposuction entry sites, which is really nice. And there's some really neat devices for people that just have a little bit of extra skin using some radiofrequency skin tightening. So we can actually now do a pretty good contouring job for some people without making that scar that some people find undesirable. So that's kind of changed the practice recently with brachioplasty.
And as one chooses this procedure, what can patients expect from the recovery process when undergoing a brachioplasty procedure?
The recovery process is pretty easy, actually, in terms of comparisons to the other plastic surgery procedures that we perform. There are some surgeons that use some compression garments afterwards. I don't. I essentially just put tape over the top of the incisions, and that's about it. There's the typical post-operative recovery restrictions in terms of no heavy lifting, no working out, no soaking in water until the incision's fully healed. I basically just also have my patients try not to lift their upper arm above the level of their shoulder just to avoid some extra tension on the incision itself. But in terms of discomfort, it's actually pretty minimal. The way that I perform the procedure, I do a lot of liposuction of the arm before I remove the extra skin. And liposuction is great because it basically preserves all of the nerves and all of the vessels and all the lymphatics before removing the skin. And by preserving the vessels and the lymphatics and the nerves, you basically minimize swelling, you minimize bruising, and you minimize any kind of sensory changes afterwards. So basically, patients just experience an arm that feels a little tight but not too uncomfortable. The results are basically immediate, and the recovery is great.
And that certainly is a plus. Today we're joined by, once again, Dr. Daniel Krockmile, a board-certified plastic surgeon at MAE Plastic Surgery in both Chicago and Northbrook, Illinois, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Krockmile, are there complementary procedures that can optimize the results of an arm lift?
Yeah, I think that there are. In addition to doing the arm lift, which really involves the incision that goes from the armpit to the elbow, in terms of extra liposuction to help sculpt the arm, there's some high-definition liposuction techniques that can be used to help accentuate some of the muscles of the arm and onto the chest, which patients really like. A lot of times I combine the arm lifting with some radiofrequency skin tightening just to get that extra shaping of the skin, because we're doing this because patients usually have loose skin, so anything we can do to to avoid the loose skin afterwards is going to make the outcome even better. And then just really good scar care. That's actually the biggest issue with brachioplasty, and I think one of the things that patients sometimes have a hard time actually making the decision to undergo a brachioplasty is the scar. And there are different placements for the scar, and a lot of times the most popular placement for the scar is kind of up near the bicep, which can be highly, highly visible, so patients don't want that. And so to stop that from happening, some surgeons put the scar on the very back of the arm so that when you're looking at somebody from the front, you don't see it. But unfortunately, when you're behind somebody that's had the procedure in the supermarket, you can totally see the scar on the back of the arm. I put it basically in the middle of those two locations, so it's invisible both from the front and the back. So with good scar placement, which is basically what the surgeon ends up deciding, and good scar care afterwards, which is really on the patient to help out, then we can get the best results. So good scar care with silicone gels and silicone sheeting and some extra scar creams, you can really optimize the scar location and the scar quality to make just an absolute phenomenal result. And if you have a great arm shape and you can't really see the incision, then that's how people can go sleeveless after the surgery and not even think about it at all. You won't see the scar from the front. You won't see the scar from the back. Even if you're showing somebody your arm, we're almost always lit from the top, and so that incision falls right in a natural shadow underneath the bicep. So it's pretty well hidden, and patients love it.
Lastly, what should a patient look for when electing an arm lift surgeon? Get into some of those details from and your perspective there.
I think it's important for patients to seek out a board-certified plastic surgeon. Again, board-certified specifically in plastic surgery. That's just a higher level of credentialing, so you know that your plastic surgeon is a safe and thoughtful surgeon. I also think it's important to make sure that the surgeon is performing the procedure in an accredited operating room. And I think it's important to seek out somebody that doesn't just do arm lifting, but is experienced in body contouring in general. Often, patients that would need a formal brachioplasty or formal arm lift also have some other areas of the body that can be improved. So by seeking out a surgeon that can perform procedures in all the different areas, a lot of times patients can combine that arm lifting procedure with something else, such as breast lifting or abdominal liposuction or tummy tucks or thigh lifting and things of that nature. So if patients are seeking out a board-certified plastic surgeon who operates in an accredited operating room and has experience overall with body contouring, then I think the patient should be in good hands.
Well, Dr. Krockmile, again, thanks for joining us and for covering the brachioplasty procedure. Much appreciated. Where can listeners get further details on MAE Plastic Surgery in Chicago and Northbrook, Illinois?
Yeah, patients can visit our website at www.maeplasticsurgery.com. They can find out some more information about me and our facilities and our locations up in Northbrook and downtown Chicago in River North. And they can also see some before and after pictures on brachioplasty on our website as well. In addition, listeners can follow me on Instagram at Dan Krockmal, MD. That's DanKrockmal, MD. And that's at Instagram to see some of my brachioplasty pictures and some of the before and after pictures on some of the other procedures that I perform.
Again, Dr. Krockmal, all the best, and thanks again for joining us on eHealth Radio. Look forward to our next conversation.
Great. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Dr. Daniel Krockmal, a board-certified plastic surgeon at MAE Plastic Surgery in both Chicago and Northbrook, Illinois. And for further details, visit maeplasticsurgery.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.